This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Indian economy grew at 7.8% in the third quarter of the current financial year. The growth rate in real GDP during the current fiscal is estimated at 7.6% as compared to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today released a new series of annual and quarterly estimates with base year 2022-23. It has replaced the previous series with the base year of 2011-12. The ministry said the financial year 2022-23 has been selected as a base year because it represents a recent normal year after the COVID pandemic. Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anantha Nageswaran said the country's economic performance remains resilient despite global uncertainties. Mr. Nageswaran was briefing media in New Delhi on the latest GDP numbers. He said the real GDP growth of more than 7% in the last three consecutive years show macro resilience of the economy.
Three consecutive years of plus 7% GDP growth, which kind of also corroborates and vindicates our revision to the potential GDP of the economy to 7% or around that number. In the post-COVID era, the sustained non-inflationary expansion of the Indian economy has held up not only in absolute terms, but also in relation to how others have been doing in the post-COVID era. They are also struggling with the rising public debt and lower growth, etc.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country is riding on the reform express with the government simplifying processes, improved ease of doing business and expanding technology-led governance. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on technology reforms and finance for Viksit Bharat through video conferencing today.
Ye desh reform express par sawar hai. Is momentum ko banaye rakhne ke liye hame na keval policy इंटेंट पर ध्यान देना है बल्कि डिलीवरी एक्सीलेंस पर भी फोकस करना है हमें एआई ब्लॉकचेन और डेटा एनालिटिक्स का व्यापक उपयोग कर ट्रांसपेरेंसी स्पीड और अकाउंटेबिलिटी बढ़ानी होगी.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी विल विजिट राजस्थान एंड गुजरात टुमारो. During his visit to Rajasthan, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Ajmer. He will also launch a nationwide HPV vaccination drive for girls aged 14 to prevent cervical cancer. Late in the afternoon, the Prime Minister will visit Gujarat and inaugurate the semiconductor assembly test and packaging facility in Sanand. President Draupadi Murmu undertook a sortie in the indigenous light combat helicopter Prachand at the Air Force Station in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan today. The mission was conducted as a two-aircraft LCH formation. During the 25-minute mission, they flew over Gadisar Lake and Jaisalmer Fort and attacked a tank target. A Delhi court today discharged Aam Aadmi Party National Convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia in an excise policy-related corruption case. Special Judge Jitendra Singh said the CBI charge sheet had several lacunae not supported by evidence. The court also discharged 21 others in the matter. Meanwhile, the CBI has decided to appeal in the High Court against the judgment of the trial court. Meanwhile, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the lower court acquitted Mr. Kejriwal and other accused due to lack of evidence. He alleged hundreds of mobile phones and SIM cards have been destroyed in connection with the scam. On the other hand, Mr. Kejriwal said he's honest and the truth prevailed. Afghanistan carried out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan today in escalation of tensions between the two neighbors. Taliban deputy spokesman Hamdullah Fitrat said the Afghan Air Force struck military installations in Islamabad, Nowshera, Jamrud and Abbottabad this morning. The strikes followed Pakistani air raids on Kabul, Kandahar and Paktika. The Afghan Ministry of National Defense claimed 55 Pakistani soldiers were killed during a four-hour border battle while 19 posts were destroyed. In the men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand was 7 for no loss in 1.5 overs against England in the Group 2 match of the Super 8 stage in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and elected to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.